Good morning and happy Sabbath. Back in 2007, I could have a chance to visit China as a mission trip. And by the way, I'm not Chinese, I'm Korean. And I found something interesting. You know, I could have a chance to visit different houses. And I found one letter posted on pretty much every single house. And even some house having multiple same letter, and even upside down. Do you know what it means? And by the way, the meaning of this word is blessing. And they want have a blessing from above. So that's why they put all the blessing in front of their gate. We all love blessing. Here's today's title, How to Have a Truly Blessed Life. Around 400 stories relate to blessing in the Bible, and we'd like to focus on one story, the man named Obed-Edom. Let's pray one more time. Oh, dear loving Heavenly Father, please pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, and please speak to our heart. We want to know the true meaning of blessing. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of the man named Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed this man named Obed-Edom. And not only him, but also all his household. Amen? Let's go to the next one. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for only 3 months. And the Lord blessed his house, not only just his household, but also everything he had. Which means God made him rich man. God blessed even his possessions. And let's go to the next one. 1 Chronicles 26, verse 4 to 5. This is quite a bit interesting chapters. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, 26, and 27 is the list of church staff working at the sanctuary. And there's position, head elders, name, had deacon, name, had deaconess, name, youth leader, name. But you know what? The same stories, the same thing happened, written in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, 26, 27, but when they mention about the name Obed-Edom, there's something special comment for them. Moreover, the son of Obed-Edom were something, and because they were men of great ability. Let's go to next. Next verse says, all these are descendants of Obed-Edom. And they, and even their sons, not only their sons, their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Descendant of Obed-Edom, 6-2 in all. When Bible mentioned about the man named Obed-Edom, there's words blessing follow, comes with him. And when the Bible mentioned about his name, not only just himself, but also his whole household, not only just his household, but also his possessions, and even his relatives, they're all blessed. He's not a popular man, actually, as you know. He just appeared in the Bible only 3 times. But whenever he comes, appears in the Bible, the word blessing comes together. I just wonder about him. So I had a little bit of research about him, and I found something very fascinating. So I'd like to share today with you. 2 Samuel chapter 6 was the first chapter he comes in the Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 6 is about the ark. The main word, the key word of 2 Samuel chapter 6 is the ark. Not only this chapter, but also the key word of the life of Obed-Edom is the ark. So before we know about him, we need to know about the ark. You know, there was a big battle between Palestine and Israel. And here's a battlefield, Abek. And King Saul brought the ark to Abek as a symbol of God's power and victory, but they've been defeated by Palestine, and they took the ark and they brought it to the place named Ashdod. And do you remember the Bible story? And Ashdod, they placed the ark on their temple. Their god, their idol was Dagon. He looks like this. This is a man. And they placed the ark just right in front of the idol Dagon. And then they just left. And then they came back and they found something interesting. Do you know what happened? It fell and crumbled. They were so afraid of this ark. Their god, gone. Amen. Destroyed. So they put this ark, they brought this ark to the place named Beth-Shemesh. Here is kind of the border between Israel and Palestine. They place it, and the whole town is not a big population they had, around 50,000. And they heard about the ark. This is a very famous one, right? And they heard, and they all gathered. And they wondered inside of the ark. And they uncover the ark. And then all 50,000, they all died immediately. They were even more afraid. So they sent this ark back to Israel from Beth-Shemesh. Here is the border, just right above the border. Here's a place called named Kiriath Jearim. This is also an unpopular place, but they just sent it to Israel back. Because why? They're afraid. Do you know what happened after that? According to the Bible, then the man of Kiriath Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill. And it was there how long? Do you know what it means? 20 years, nobody cared this ark. Which means 20 years, all the Levites off duty. All the deacon and all the deaconess and all the elder, they're all off duty. Ark is the treasure number one of whole Israelite. And that's the symbol of God's presence. They cannot place in the holy place, right? They need to put it on where? The most holy place. But that ark was in the countryside, just someone's house. And 20 years, nobody cared. Which means something. They all ignore God, not only ark. After 20 years, there's a new king named David who loved God, who wanted to worship God. Do you know what did he do? Right after he became a king, the first thing he wanted to do, he went back to Kiriath-Jearim and brought it to Jerusalem. That's what he desired to do. So David gathered all the choice men of Israel. How many? 30,000 VIP. They're all important people, very important people from all around Israel. They gathered together and they went to Kiriath-Jearim together. For what? For bringing that ark back to Jerusalem and put it on the most holy place. So they set the ark of God on a new cart. Please remember, we need to pay attention to the words, new cart. It's like a BMW, very nice, brand new cart. And they place it, and they brought it out of house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, they drove that nice-looking, brand new cart. And now they have a credit, 20 years. They took care of the ark when all others ignored the ark. So that's why Uzzah and Ahio, son of Abinadab, was the one who officiating this solemn ceremony with 30,000 very important people of Israel. And when they came to Nakon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for oxen trembled. And what happened then? God struck him. Who did it? God struck him. Therefore, he said, and he died. Thereby, the ark of God. Think about it. He was the officiator. He was like a preacher. And 30,000 people is watching over him. He got all the attention from 30,000 very important people of the whole Israel. And he's officiating this solemn ceremony, bringing ark back to Jerusalem. He was in the front, and he struck by God, and he died by God. And nobody knew what to do. Even King David, he was afraid. This is what the Bible is saying. David was afraid of the Lord that day. You know what? David, he was a symbol of the brave man, right? He was the most brave man. But even he was afraid. And he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? And nobody knew what to do. And everyone was just trembled, and they frightened. At that time, the man named Obed-Edom appeared in the Bible. David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Here was the place it happened. And then here's Kiriath-Jearim. They are going toward Jerusalem. And here's the Gittite, Obed-Edom's house. Actually, this ark moved back and then place it on the house of Obed-Edom now. This is what Sisawai said. David seeing the stroke upon Uzzah and had feared the ark. But Obed-Edom, though he rejoiced with trembling and welcome. And the attention of all Israel was now directed to the Gittite and his household, and all watched to see how it would fare with them. They got all the attention from whole Israel to this man named Obed-Edom and his house. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months, the Lord blessed Obed Edom and all his household. Amen. And according to historian Flavius Josephus, Obed-Edom was the poorest man in Israel when the ark entered his house. But after 3 months, he became the richest man when the ark was leaving. You know, this is from historians. Nobody, so we cannot fully trust him. But even the perspective of historian, he got so much blessing. Now it was told to King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him," which means all his possession as well. God made him rich. He was a rich man. And because of the ark, so David went and brought up the ark from the house of Obed-Edom, now bring it to the city of David with gladness, no more fear. So this ark, finally, from the Gittite, and bring it back to Jerusalem, the right place. Here's my question, very important question we need to ask. We have to ask. What's the difference between Abinadab and Obed-Edom? 20 years verse 3 months. Abinadab, he was a Seventh-day Adventist, 20 years. He was a deacon or elder of Seventh-day Adventist church, 20 years. But there's no words blessing, any even single word for him. Not just blessing, but what? Curse! His son died by God, even though he served God 20 years. But man named Obed-Edom, he just brought ark to his house and keep it only 3 months, and God blessed him. What's the difference between man named Abinadab and Obed-Edom? This man just came to Adventist church only 3 months, and God blessed him so much. We have to ask this question, and we need to find the answer about this question. And here's the first clue. 1 Chronicles 26, verse 1 through 4. The division of the gatekeeper of the sanctuary from the Gorahite. A man named the Gorahite, the descendant of Gorahite, and one of the descendants of Gorahite was whom? Obed-Edom. This is the very important clue. Remember this. This is the first clue you can find out the answer, the difference between Abinadab and Obed-Edom. Difference between curse and blessing. He was Gorahite. Please remember this. Oh, I'm sorry. Please remember this. He was Gorahite. And let's go to next. These were the names of the son of Levi, according to the record, Gershon and Gohat. Remember the Gohat. And one of the sons' name of Levi was Gohat. And one of the sons' name of Gohat was Izhar. And one of the sons' name of Izhar was Gorah. So, let me go back. Obed-Edom was Gorahite, one of the descendants of Gorah, which means, right? And he was a Levite. And the Gorah was grandsons of Levi. Like, this is family tree. Levi, Gohat, Izhar, and Gohat. One of the sons, one of the descendants of Gorah was Obed-Edom. Which means Obed-Edom was the descendant of Izhar, and not only that, Obed-Edom was the one of the descendants of Guhath and descendant of Levi. So which means something, Obed-Edom, Guhath. Numbers 4:15, when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishing of the sanctuary include ark, when the camp is set to go, then the son of whom? Guhath. Sons of Guhath, which means one of the sons descendant of Guhath was Obed-Edom, shall come to carry them, not drive, carry them. 20 years, nobody cared them. 20 years, they forgot the mission given by God. They ignore the symbol of God's presence. And all the Levites, they all off duty. You know, this mission was only given to the descendant of Guhath. Only Guhath, only descendant of Guhath, only sons of Guhath could carry the ark, only for them. And this is a special mission given by God, but nobody cared. But the man named Obed-Edom, he cared. All forgot, 20 years, but he remembered. So there's a big difference between verse 3 and 13. What's the difference? 3, he drove the cart. And 13, he carried the ark. In these verses, there's a man named Obed-Edom. He was the one who remembered God's word and God's mission. It's like a Sunday or Sabbath. It's like a Cain and Abel. Both of them worship God, right? Brought the best one, the best, and they worship. What's the difference between Cain and Abel? Cain worshiped God in his way. That's a Sunday. Even if we can worship God in Sunday, but this is not God's way. This is man's way. Here's a big difference between God, Obed-Edom, and Abinadab. He drove and he carried. 20 years, 3 months. But big difference is this, God's way or my way. Lesson number one, we need to follow God's way, not my way. We need to worship God in his way, not my way. We want to find second lesson, lesson number two. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, 26. Actually, you know what? Last 3 months, he been blessed so much. When he served God, when he took care of the ark at his house for 3 months, he got so much blessing. So that's why one of his historians said, he been the richest man in whole Israel in only these 3 months. But you know what the interesting fact is here? After three months, he been blessed even much more than before. After 3 months, it happened. They brought the ark from his house, Obed-Edom's house, to Jerusalem. I'm sorry, I have allergy because of all the beautiful flowers. So please allow me. At that time, when they brought the ark from the Gittite to Israel, they gathered all the choir members so that they can celebrate together. He appointed some Levi to minister before the ark of the Lord to commemorate, to thanks, to praise the God, praise the Lord, God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, he was choir director. And next to him, Zechariah, then other names, and one of the choir members' name was Obed-Edom. When the ark left from his house, he actually followed the ark, and he settled down in Israel. You know, when you move to different place, actually their whole family, not only Obed-Edom, but also his whole family moved to Jerusalem from the Gittite. When you move to different place, different city, what you need to do? First of all, maybe you need to find a house, and not only that, you need to find a job, right? So that you can survive. He found a job. He applied for some job opening position. Here is what he got. Among these were the division of the gatekeepers to serve in the house of the Lord, and they cast lots for each gate to Obed-Edom, the south gate, and to his son, to the storehouse. You know, here is an interesting fact. Obed-Edom was the billionaire, the richest man in whole Israelite. Have you heard millionaire gatekeeper? Right. He was a rich man, but he wanted to be a gatekeeper of God's sanctuary. Why? So that he can stay closer to God. Not only that, the Korahite, they got special mission from God, not only carrying all the heavy furnitures, but also they've been assigned, they got mission to serve to the sanctuary as a gatekeeper, and also from time to time they sing together as a choir members. That's what they've been assigned by God. That's a mission given by God, so that's why he carried out that mission. In Psalm 84, verse 10, according to the title of the psalm, the director of music, the son of Gora, and Obed-Edom was one of the son of Gora, and actually this is a testimony of Obed-Edom. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwelling in the tent of wicked. You know what? He was a billionaire, the richest man in whole Israelite. He could build mansion, and he could hire many servants, and he could act like a king, and he could live comfortable life in his hometown, Gittite. And not only that, he could inherit to his son a big piece of land and big amount of money, and there are many things he could give it to his son. But you know what? He loved giver than the gift. He wanted to inherit his faith to his son. So that's why he could assign to the south gate of the sanctuary, but his sons in the storehouse of the sanctuary. And also, there's some story of Korahite, and they were the relative of Aaron and Moses. They're relative, but Moses and Aaron, they are the priests, they are high priests, and they wear their dressing. They dress very well, beautiful clothing, and even the jewel, abbot, and they're acting like high priest, right? But we are relative. But the Korah and his sons and his descendants, they need to carry all the heavy stuff, like a manual worker. Right. And doorkeeper. He's speaking in front of all the people and officiate all different ceremony. We are relatives, but I'm keeping I'm doorkeeper all the time. And I need to carry all heavy thing, and it seems like not fair. So they were rebellious against Aaron and Moses. And Bible said the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household and all the men with Korah and with all their goods. But the good thing was his descendant was not rebellious to them, and they were faithful, and they served God. And they carried the mission, what? Given by God. So that's why Psalm 84, verse 11 and 12, and whole Psalm 84 is meaningful. Even though they have a sad story, tragedy, in sanctuary with their descendant, but they were faithful, they remained faithful to God. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. All Almighty blesses the man who trusts in you. So here's lesson number two from Obed-Edom. He loved the giver than the gift. I'd like to close this time with my personal testimony. I am the first born Adventist of my family. There's some special reason. And my mom, when she was very young, elementary school student, just in front of, just across the street, there's a small church. She lived in very countryside. The church is about 20, 30 members, and very small church. And one of his friends, her friend said, oh, there's vacation Bible school. When you go there, they give us some yummy snacks and music and game, and it's fun. And she went a couple times with a friend, and it was so good. Beautiful memory. And she'd been there a couple months. And later on, she attend church by herself. And after a couple of months later, her whole family moved to the city, and then she been disconnected from church. Just after a couple, she just attended church basically a couple of months, that's it. And then she grown up, she got married, and she pregnant of me. And then she thought about me. I want to educate this child well. And what should I do? And at that time, I believe Holy Spirit touched her heart and remind her the beautiful memory like 20-something years ago. Right. And she remembered that long time ago, like 20-something, 25-something years ago, she'd been to church a couple day and couple months, and it was so beautiful moment. And she thought about it. Maybe I can educate this child in church environment. And she tried to find out the name of that small church, and the name of the church was Seventh-day Adventist Church. And she found the nearest Seventh-day Adventist church from her house, and then she began to attend, and I was born in church as a born Adventist. So I'm proud of it. You know, after then, my grandmother been baptized and passed away, and aunt and uncle, and now we are quite a bit, pretty much a big Adventist family. We have a bunch of pastors too. Amen. You know, when I go to heaven, I want to meet Jesus and David, and I really want to man name Obed-Edom too. He's my one of my favorite characters in the Bible. And I want to meet the lady. I don't even know her name, anonymous lady, who served the small church and taught children in vacation Bible school. I just want to meet her and say, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Amen.
You know, this is the biggest blessing we can share with others. Obed-Edom has been blessed so much, but he knew what is the biggest blessing. And he loved the giver and the gift. I'd like to close up again with Psalm 84, verse 10. It was Obed-Edom's testimony. And I hope this will be testimony of ours. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Blessed is the man who trusts in you. Blessed is the man who stay closer to you. Blessed is the man who praise you. Blessed is the man who loves giver than the gift. Blessed is the man who rely on you and depend on you and accept you as personal savior. And blessed is the man who share our faith. And do you want to have truly blessed life? And do you want to accept our Jesus as your personal savior one more time? If you want to say yes, please stand. And please stand. And let's sing together our closing hymn.